The Gospel reading is John chapter 8, verse 21 to verse 30. Again Jesus said to them, I'm going away, and you will search for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I'm going, you cannot come. Then the Jews said, Is he going to kill himself? Is that what he means by saying, Where I'm going, you cannot come? He said to them, You are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins, for you will die in your sin unless you believe that I am he. They said to him, Who are you? Jesus said to them, Why do I speak to you at all? I have much to say about you and much to condemn, but the one who sent me is true, and I declare to the world what I have heard from him. They did not understand that he was speaking to them about the Father. So Jesus said, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own, but I speak these things as the Father instructed me. And the one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what is pleasing to him. As he was saying these things, many believed in him. The word of the Lord. For local travel, I prefer the suburban train over the bus. With the train, the route is known. They stick to the train lines. The station is designated, sheltered, and the trains approximately stick to the timetable. But with buses, every now and then they get stuck in traffic or an accident. They seem to change routes at a whim, and the timetable is often hit and miss. Also, seldom is there shelter at the bus stops. So that's a bit like this scripture reading. The Pharisees and Jews were going along one legalistic route, and Jesus was giving the teaching that he had imbibed from the Father and from the Old Testament. The Pharisees had a clear but limited understanding of the principles of their religion and couldn't understand Jesus' beliefs, actions, and the great following he had. Jesus had a clear understanding of who he was. I am the light. I am the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. The I am he uses resonates strongly with the God who revealed himself to Moses. Jesus claimed he'd learnt from the Father. For example, the Ten Commandments given to Moses can be interpreted very legally and enforced with minute detail. But when Jesus looked at them, he saw a positive way, and they're remarkable in their simplicity. There's a book by a British sister called Sister Wendy Beckett. What she says is, we call what God revealed the Ten Commandments, and they are remarkable for their simplicity. What God stressed was the need for respect, for reverence. He told Moses that first we should honor God himself, the true God, not placating ourselves with small, man-made objects of worship, false gods. He stressed the need to take God seriously. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. He explained that we need one day in the week in which we are to rest from work and become aware of what God is. But it's not only God that we are to honor. Seven of the commandments are concerned with ourselves and our world. We are to honor other people, first of all our parents and then everybody else. We are to respect their property, their marriages, their reputations, their lives. Everyone has a right to be treated with dignity. We are to honor ourselves too, not getting embroiled in greed and lust, coveting this or that, and able to be happy with ourselves. This is God's revelation to us through Moses and through the life of Jesus. In this questioning by the Pharisees, Jesus is always respectful and treats the Pharisees questioning him with dignity. But it seems that the Pharisees just didn't get it, couldn't see where Jesus was coming from. He was a challenge for them. It's amazing how earnestly Jesus deals with these men and their blindness. He's almost pleading with them to listen to what the Father leads us to do and to be. There are parallels around us today. People say they reject God, don't believe in God. But if you ask them, who's this God that you don't believe in? And their reply is generally unloving and groping and not measuring up to the God of love as revealed to us by Jesus Christ. Without the dignity of faith and awareness of who we really are as part of the total creation, we are so easily blinded by dross. It's easy to stick to our own straight and narrow style with its secure and known ways, rather than enter into the depths referred to by Jesus and revealed so lovingly and compassionately with all those he dealt with, as written in the New Testament, and is given as an example for us. So we have to reach out for the unknown ways rather than sticking to the secure train lines.